Hello, everyone, and welcome back to XYZ Live. We are here once again at 9:30 on a Monday, our usual time, to discuss the world events that we want to talk about. And welcome back to David Hiscox, my co-host. How's it going, David?
It's cold, Maddie. It's really, really cold.
Yeah, where's that global warming? I want to know when it's supposed to arrive.
We're heading for that grand solar minimum. If anybody's been reading David Hilton, that's what we're really going for. I want to drive my car around the block a few more times to heat things up.
It's probably a good idea, but CO2 doesn't raise the temperature, so it's probably not going to work.
Ah, damn. They lied to us.
They lied. We should get get our money back.
Yesterday, Melbourne had a flannery. You know what a flannery is? A flannery is a day when it pisses down with rain the entire day. Because, you know, like, as Tim Flannery told us, it's never going to rain again, yeah?
Never going to rain again. Yeah, apparently it's never going to rain again. I'm not sure about that.
That guy should be in jail.
Well, he should be. He should give back all the money that he got by selling what were essentially lies.
Yeah, and then we should charge him for that desalination plant and for that pipeline down from the Murray, which was running out of water anyway.
And then once we've charged him for that, we can charge him for the massive increase in power bills as a result of not building new power plants and forcing renewable energies down our throats.
Yes.
Yeah, we can only dream of such a thing because I swear to God, it's so cold that I'm wearing my Hawks pimp robe.
Oh, they're back.
Because the Hawks won.
They're back. Oh, gee.
They haven't back on the wagon. Right in the finals yet. Anyway, we've got a really good show today.
Yeah.
Probably going to limit to two topics. Maybe you jump on a third one maybe later on. But first up, big news, wonderful news that we want to talk about, and that is that 2-1, the Liberal voted. This is the base of the party, so the Liberal Federal Council. So it's made up of MPs and the members, like the core membership of the Liberal Party, the people, voted 2-1 to privatise the ABC. Now, immediately, almost the senior Liberal membership have come out and said, no, we have no plans to privatise the ABC. Meanwhile, the party base actually do want to privatise it. And I thought immediately, this is what I got straight out of it, was, what a perfect example of how out of touch Malcolm Turnbull and the Liberal leadership are. They're so completely out of touch with their base. They don't have any idea what people actually want right now. And they're pretty much willing to say, nope, we're not going to do that, even though our base membership actually wants it. This is what cost Turnbull the leadership the first time when he was opposition leader, but they can't get rid of him now because there's no viable alternative. So what were your initial thoughts on that? Looks like David might have actually cut out. That's unfortunate. Anyway, I'll keep talking because, I'm completely obviously in favour of the privatisation. Anyway, David's back. Are you back, David?
I'm back.
Sorry about this, everyone.
Yeah, my apologies. It's
fix your internet, mate. Come on.
Yeah. They're onto us. It's if you want like the perfect surgical strike on just like where do you attack the left in Australia? Like, what's the most effective way you can take out the left? You could go for education. That's a big one. But you defund the ABC and you defund their main propaganda outlet. When they do criticize the left-wing parties, the Greens or the Labor, they criticize them from the left. And so in that regard, they affect the political landscape in Australia. And they affect the media landscape in Australia because, like, their budget is just, it's bigger than, like, the commercial outlets. Like, it's $1 billion every year, and they don't have to worry about trying to make money and about trying to present stuff which people actually want to watch and will engage and will actually get the money. Like, they can just pump this stuff out. And they affect the cultural landscape because they're always going on about their key topics of the environment, immigration, well, if refugees, like, let them all in, open borders, all that
multiculturalism,
sort of stuff. Multiculturalism. Yeah.
all that, the global warming, obviously, all
Yeah.
these things that they just love to talk about. And I'm so glad that at least the Liberal Party base have decided to take a stand on this matter.
Yeah.
They also voted to move the Australian embassy to Jerusalem, which was roundly rejected again, I believe, but they basically said that there was no plans. And again, just shows exactly how out of touch and ultimately how cowardly Malcolm Turnbull is. This is a man who obviously stands for very little other than actually getting power. And even his own party telling him, you should really be doing these things. And he just says, but no, we won't. No, we won't privatize the ABC, even though our party actually wants us to. No, we won't move the embassy to Jerusalem, even though Donald Trump just did it about, what, 4 weeks ago. And our party wants it as well. So it just shows exactly how out of touch Malcolm Turnbull is. And it's really unfortunate that there's no replacement. But at the same time, I honestly think our prediction from would have been maybe five or six live streams ago, I can't remember. And that is a Malcolm Turnbull defeat, but a Senate that has the balance of power with the small parties like the Conservatives, One Nation, and the Liberal Democratic Party holding the balance of power to really force the ALP and the Greens into negotiating, or basically not letting them get their agenda through unless it's filtered through these three parties, or at least some sort of actual conservative party that actually has Australia's interest at heart. And that could give the Liberal Party a big springboard into the election after that, where they can basically do what John Howard is and adopt these policies and basically rebuild the Liberal Party from the ground up in that regards. The alternative being, if they don't adopt these policies, if they don't decide to cut immigration, if they don't go back and actually want to build base load electricity power, more base load electricity supply through things like fossil fuels or even nuclear power, and if they don't look to cut taxes and cut the debt and all that kind of thing, then the Liberals are essentially finished as a party. They can't survive the current paradigm shift where you've got one side moving to ever further to the left, and the other side basically just waking up to the reality of the situation and where we're at right now as a society across the globe, I might add. And it's not just Australia, but across the globe. The Liberals don't realize it, but they are in a fight for their life, a true fight for their life as a party. And if they don't actually listen, then they'll die as a party. And this is Malcolm Turnbull basically saying, no, I'm not listening. I'd rather the Liberal Party die. Anyway, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We're at the point where, like, well, the Liberal Party either needs to be completely reformed, and it's good to see that the membership of the Liberal Party do, like, have some sense, or, like, it's got to be destroyed and we've got to build something new. As we've sort of said before, when parties have had this kind of support, like low levels of support around 35%, that's historically been, like, the signal that, like, a new party could come along and replace them. So yeah, he's just shown himself to be completely out of touch with the Liberal Party faithful, and, like, they must know that, like, people in the Liberal Party have been talking about this. Like, we've been talking about it for years and years and years. Like, there are dozens of groups out there. Like, you see them on Facebook. There's so many groups on Facebook that are talking about how bad the ABC is. You see the comments that we get on XYZ all the time. Everybody is just completely sick of the bias from the ABC, and that we agree that something must be done about it. Just to say, no, it's always going to be in public hands, and we're maybe just going to make a few cuts here around the edges. Like, that's not enough. What I find really, really important at the moment now is because we've had quite a few comments on the XYZ, like both on our site and on the Facebook page and in groups that we've shared into. We shared a viewer poll, like another viewer poll, like asking, should the ABC, should we sell it, basically? And there are still conservatives out. Well, there's general agreement amongst conservatives that something must be done about the ABC, but there seems to be a lot of disagreement about what to actually do about it. So there have been some like the first one, which I can knock down very easily. Like people have said, oh, no, look, you should probably like break it up into parts and sell off a few bits and purge the cultural Marxist elements and just keep the bits that you need. And that's pretty much the argument that I would make. Like really all you need the ABC for is to have an emergency broadcast service and maybe just as a service to people out in the outback who literally can't get any other kind of television. What do you reckon of that, Maddie?
Yeah, I mean, there is a case for an emergency broadcaster, especially for people out in the outback and country areas. Now, in terms of the broadcasting to people in the outback for TV and all that kind of thing, I mean, yeah, maybe you could make that case, especially if it gives them a connection to the rest of the nation. You could probably say, well, we could do that. But how much would it cost to just put a 5G internet or 4G internet tower in every of these small towns? I mean, would that cost? I mean, I know it would be likely quite expensive, but couldn't you just put one of these things up in every tower, like sell the ABC, use the proceeds to put up one of these towers in all these remote towns? So you have at least an internet connection somewhere, even if it's not all that strong, but they do have some connection to the outside world. I just don't see a case for a public broadcaster being a news and current affairs service or even an educational service or any kind of entertainment for that matter. There's just no case for it
We
in
have
a
the internet.
time when you can go online. We have the internet. I mean, it was a weak case even before the internet, but now because of the internet and the wholesale access to not only consume news and content as we want, but to make as much content as we can. As we are right now, there's just literally no argument for having the ABC that isn't pure sophistry or sentimentality, ultimately. Which is, I wanted to go over Chris Kenny's article that was in The Australian today, just to sort of respond to a couple of the points he makes, because he does highlight the conservative no position. I mean, we don't want to be bothering with the left-wing position because the left-wing no position is, first of all, whatever they say is going to be a lie. And well, the only reason they want the ABC is because it's taxpayer-funded left-wing propaganda. So we're not going to worry about the position that they say because all you have to do, like none of their positions are based on logic and reason. You can just dismiss them offhand. As being predictable as hell, they are essentially all the same thing.
If the ABC wasn't biased, the left wouldn't defend it. It's as simple as that.
Oh, exactly right. That's exactly right. There's a, oh, you just want more money for Murdoch. It's like, no, it would actually take money away from Murdoch in a lot of ways because Murdoch's viewers don't watch the ABC, you know, and all it would really do is take away advertising revenue. I mean, they're already taking away advertising revenue from Fairfax, which is the only other left-wing news source in Australia. They're taking away viewership and advertising revenue from them because